Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
This morning I was listening to Chuck Chrismeyer on one of the local Christian radio stations, and he was talking about a new survey done by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. It's entitled American Worldview Inventory 2024. And here's the astonishing conclusion. I'm looking at release number 4 from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. It said, millions of Americans have become aware of just how depraved American society has become. The depth of the depravity is shocking. But, says Dr. George Barna, director of research at the Cultural Research Center, the indisputable cultural decline is a direct result of the spiritual collapse of Christianity in the nation. We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about how you can come back from your own personal decline. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Follow Your Heart. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi everyone, welcome. You're familiar with the Barna Group. They do a lot of studies, polls. They do a lot of research on the state of things in America. And the result was not so good. And you wonder why. Well, you have a group like the Barna Group doing a state of the country or a state of the spiritual life. You have the State of the Union address. You find out about the state of the economy. So there's a state of a lot of things. But let's today talk on the micro scale. Talk about the state of the soul. Let's talk about that. And I want to begin by saying that the state of the soul is very important. And for the soul to be well, remember, was it a poem? It is well with my soul. Was that the line from the poem? It was a beautiful, wasn't it? It is well with my soul. Well, what is needed? What is needed is a right relationship with your Creator and a right relationship with other people. That's all that is needed. A right relationship with God and a right relationship with other people. And didn't Christ say that? Didn't he say that the law is summed up in basically all the commandments are summed up in love the Lord your God with all your mind, soul, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Is that not beautiful? There's so much in there. But to understand what is in it, you have to experience it. Now, we've all experienced the opposite, haven't we? We've experienced a not-so-good relationship. Many of you have hardly ever. Look, let me see if I can keep it very simple. I have to do these things in a kind of a back-to-basics way. If you get my books, like, you know, I think I've written 20, I have 20 books on Amazon now, or 21. There's some in-depth studies of some of these things in my books, but I don't have the luxury of going in-depth on the radio. I have to keep it simple. But perhaps in the simplicity, you can see, if you really, really see, as I say it, if you really, really see it, then that realization already has a good effect upon your soul. Because you're seeing it in the inner light. It's like the aha moment. So, let me see if I can keep it very simple for you. You have all experienced the touch of God.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
You have all experienced the touch of God. And how has that happened? You have experienced it in terms of conscience. And what is conscience? It's your intuition. It's what you wordlessly know in your heart. But when you, if you always followed what you knew in your heart, then you would have no conflict with God. And you would be at peace with God. And if you always did what's right, you would also be doing right by other people also, wouldn't you? So what is conscience? It's 20/20 hindsight. If you followed your intuition, it would be a guide. What did they use? Remember the term, the guiding light? There was even, I think there was even a television program called The Guiding Light. Well, that's what it would be. Each step of the way, each moment, you would just go about your life as a mom or a dad or a student or whatever you are. And each step of the way in the back of your mind would always be an attentiveness to the rightness of things. Very delicate attentiveness to the rightness of things. And most of the things that you do as you go about your life are just regular things. You go to work, you drive your car, you make something to eat, you talk to somebody. It's mostly it's just simple things. There's no rightness involved in it. But in certain moments, you can detect that that there's not something quite right about what you're doing. You notice there's a compulsiveness in what you're doing, or you notice that you're doing something too much or not enough, or you notice that you're blocked from doing something. And that's that little realization is what you know in your heart. And you notice that, that's all. It's these little things that are little things, just noticing them. For example, we all know the famous story of Isaac Newton and an apple fell down on, and bumped him on the head, remember? Well, he noticed that. What else? Albert Einstein, he got a compass when he was a child, and he noticed how the magnet affected the compass. He noticed that, and it led to many, many, many discoveries. So it's these little things that we notice that can be very important. Biologist Alexander Fleming came back to his laboratory from vacation and noticed that there was a green mold glowing on one of the petri dishes. Instead of just discarding it, he noticed it. And the fact that he noticed it and didn't disregard it led to the discovery of penicillin and the beginning of modern medicine. I noticed that when you drop a pebble in a still pond, concentric waves spread out, almost like magnetic waves spread out around a moving electric charge. And the spreading out of those waves on the surface of the water led me to many happy thought experiments about science. Maybe the little thing that we just happen to notice is by design. Maybe there's a mighty hand guiding us so that that thing becomes of interest to us, even as the compass was of interest to Einstein or the falling apple to Isaac Newton. Your intuition subtly guides you. It protects you. It gives you realizations. And what do realizations lead to? They lead to understanding, okay? So you have this intuition. It's a gift from God. Animals have instinct. Humans have intuition. And intuition, see, intuition is very close to and can become inspiration. Very close. But intuition, it's wordless.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
When you were a little child, when you were 2 years old or 3 years old, and if you got real angry at your mommy and then you went away and then you felt bad, because you knew it wasn't right to be angry at your mommy. On the other hand, Like maybe there were two kids, and one kid was being treated very nicely by the teacher, and the other one was being treated in a mean way. And you saw there was something unfair about that. You just saw the unfairness. No one had to teach you it. You didn't have to study it. You just knew it in your heart. So you got the idea. Or maybe when you were a little child, you had maybe your dad, or maybe you had an aunt or an uncle or someone, a cousin, who was calm and who had understanding and who had patience. And it was so beautiful, and you liked that. See, you just intuitively saw that was good. All right, so I don't need to belabor the point. You got it. You get all my book, but you don't even need the books. You can just, as I say it, you can see it. Well, if you had stayed close to your conscience, look, when you were a little child, you did a little something wrong, and then you felt bad, and you went to mom and said, "Mommy, I'm sorry." "Oh, it's okay." So, yeah, you felt better toward mommy, because as a little kid, you weren't ready to relate yet to God, or so much to an abstraction like conscience. You just related to your mommy, and so it was good. But actually, what was really going on is that in your heart, you knew something was wrong and you were sorry. And you were actually being reconciled to conscience. Then afterwards, what happened? You wiped away the tears and rushed away happy. You reconciled with conscience. And so, reconciling with conscience. So what is conscience then? It comes from God. It's the inner light. It's his gift. It's intuition. And reconciling with conscience. What happens when you reconcile with conscience? Then afterwards you feel peace, don't you? And where does that peace come from? It comes from God. It's the peace of God. It's so beautiful. So reconciling with conscience is so important. Now, the state of America, remember I mentioned the Barna Group did a recent, it's brand new, 2024, the state of American religious life and morality. And what is wrong? People are not reconciled to conscience. See, and why is that? Well, part of the reason is that we're not being taught about conscience. See, the way I'm talking to you now, and talking about conscience and what you know in your heart, you could talk to a little kid about this. They know exactly what you're talking about. You don't even have to explain them. They say, yeah, they understand. But you could go and talk to some person with a master's degree or a PhD and talk to them about conscience, and they would come up with some intellectual garbage. They wouldn't understand it. They're too far away from it. So what is it then? So it's too much study. Too much focus on study and on acquiring external knowledge. Too many distractions. All right. And a culture that does not support, see, it does not support what you know in your heart. And even begins to oppose what people know in their heart. See? Yeah. So with all of that going on, and then the other problem is people like parents, for example. Parents who say one thing but do another. Parents who talk about religion or about morality or about doing what's right, but then somehow they don't do it in their everyday life. So the doing it part is very important. So what happens then is people grow up in an atmosphere that discourages conscience, discourages intuition, discourages that sort of thing, discourages asking questions, and that tries to substitute itself for God.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station, Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the sitting quietly exercise. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's Sitting Quietly exercise is.
Why not have them check out the Sitting Quietly exercise? They can find it at sittingquietlyamerica.com. Once again, that's sittingquietlyamerica.com. It's a totally judgment-free zone. No hype. No pressure. Just a little exercise to help them calm down. In fact, check it out yourself. That's sittingquietlyamerica.com.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
So what happens then is people grow up in an atmosphere that discourages conscience, discourages intuition, discourages that sort of thing, discourages asking questions, and that tries to substitute itself for God. But look, the perceptive person, you can see something wrong with all of that. You see they're up to something. You see they're denying the truth. You see that there's some unfairness there. You see it. But the problem is you feel overwhelmed because no matter which way you turn, that's what you get. You feel like you're the only one that sees all the craziness. Well, maybe you get to, maybe when you're in high school and college, you get together with your friends and they see it too. They see it. But the problem is we're all damaged. We're all damaged, and how are we damaged? We've been emotionalized. We've been traumatized, see, by all of this craziness, and emotionalized. And now our emotions rise up. As we fall away from our closeness to conscience, which is faith, you just see what's right, and you know what's right. You wordlessly know what's right, and you don't doubt it. So that's faith. But we fall away from that. We begin to feel anxious, and then emotions rise, and people are mean, and people are cruel, and people are confusing. And so you end up becoming very emotional. And then the emotions rise up, and then emotions overpower conscience. They overpower intuition. They overpower, see, and you begin to lose control of your emotions. Pretty soon everything can trigger your emotions, and you feel out of control that way. So you understand. So the answer is to come back to conscience. And it's very simple, really. All you do is two things. Number one, you have to stand back from emotion. Stand back from emotion. Look, you don't have to become totally unglued. You don't have to get angry over everything. You don't have to become super impatient over everything. You don't have to. You have some control over it. All right? And the best control of all is a natural control, so that you don't have to suppress and repress and like that. A natural control. And the natural control is when you are close to your intuition and you want to do, see, you willingly, lovingly want to do what your intuition makes you wordlessly aware of.
I believe that classical music brings joy to people's lives. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. I played with two different symphony orchestras. I played the first movement of the Grieg Piano Concerto with the North State Symphony when I was age 12, and later on played the Mozart 20th Piano Concerto with the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. Here at Shedding Shackles, we select music that is appropriate for our Christian message and hopefully lifts your spirits as well. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So, somebody comes along and they say something that is not so good, and you immediately notice that there's something in you that wants to get angry, something in you that wants to be offended, something in you that wants to be resentful. You see that, you stand back, just watch, let it pass, and then because you love what is right, see, and you have a true concern for the other person, you just don't get angry. You just don't become upset. You just don't say something mean. You just see what I mean? And somehow, because you want your conscience in your life, you want God in your life, you want what is right in your life, when you begin to follow it more and more, then it restrains you. See, it delicately restrains you. And so more and more you have self-control, a natural self-control, which you don't have to give yourself or pretend to have. It comes naturally. See, what could be more natural than to do what is right, to act sensibly, to be calm, to have concern for other people, like that? What could be more natural than that? That's natural. See? All right, so you were born when you were a little kid. We're just born with a fallen nature. This fallen nature comes to us from our parents and all the way back to Adam and Eve. So you have that. But as you grow up, as you mature, see, then you can see that there's something wrong with being selfish. You can see there's something wrong with just saying me, me, me. See, you see it in other people. You can clearly see that when they're selfish, see, that there's something wrong with it. But how about yourself? See, you don't see it. You know, you don't see it. Or if you see it, you immediately push it under the carpet.
Email Roland now at roland@sheddingshackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851.
But if you could just see your own selfishness and say, well, you know what? I am selfish. You see it, and you don't try to do anything. You don't try to fix yourself. You just see it, and you watch it. See? This watching things in the light, this living in the light and walking in the light and seeing in the light, everything you do, you read a book, all of a sudden you see something in that book. You see one thing, and you realize, oh, I see. You understand something you never understood before. See, you're listening to Christian radio and you hear a Bible verse and all of a sudden you see it. Maybe nobody else sees it. Maybe even the person who spoke it didn't even see it. He was just saying what he had heard or what she had heard or what they had memorized or what they understand intellectually. But you see it. It's so beautiful you see it. and you don't necessarily try to hang on to it or do anything with it. You just see it, and then you go about your life. And then a week later or a month later, you see it again. All of a sudden, you see it, and this time more deeply and more deeply. So that's the life in the Spirit. Everything you do will then be touched with, will have love in it. Everything you do will have understanding in it. Eventually, you want to become so that every breath you take, every blink of your eye, every heartbeat, every movement of your hand, every word from your mouth has understanding in it. You can't make this happen. See, there's not enough books in the world or college courses or degrees in the world. You could take them all. You could have 100. You could have 1,000 degrees after your name, and you could have read 100,000 books. It wouldn't do you any good. But if you get close to your, see, it begins very small. It just begins, and it can begin in an instant. It can begin today. It can begin right now as you hear my word. Your child comes to you with something, and in the past you would have been impatient and said, I'm on the phone, leave me alone, go ask somebody else. But now you see the sweetness and the innocence in your child's face, and you say, sure, what have you got? And all of a sudden, see, you're doing what you know in your heart. It's so beautiful. That's morality for you. Never mind the state of the country or the state of the world. For you, it's seeing and doing what you know in your heart. It's so beautiful. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.